At first, as thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters gathered in the burning mid-afternoon sunshine, it was like any other day of protest in Tahrir Square. But slowly the chanting died away as loudspeakers lashed to trees and traffic lights carried the long announcement of the election results. They prayed, they fashioned makeshift sun hats from cardboard boxes, and they flicked water from bottles over each other to ease the heat. The speech was long and it was detailed, but when the announcement came, nothing could rob this extraordinary moment of its historic and emotional power. In the heart of the crowd, one man put into words for me the feelings of millions.
I cannot express it. I never feel like now. It is the first time in my life to feel that kind of victory.
You're crying.
Yes, yes, I have to cry. All my family now is crying. All the Egyptian people now is crying. It is the first victory after Mubarak left. They try to disappoint us a lot. And now, it is the first time to feel the victory.
Did you believe that always that Morsi would win?
Yes, yes. He's the one represent our victory. He's the one who represent our revolution. So I believe that he will do his best to raise our Egypt, to raise our country.
To be free in this country forever. We will be free again, and we'll be strong, and we'll be a strong nation again.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Egypt remains a sharply polarized society. Only half of registered voters turned out for the second round of the presidential election, and only just over half of them supported Mohamed Morsi. He will have to deal with Egyptians who worry what an Islamist president might plan for the country. The generals too remain powerful here, and Egypt faces crushing economic problems. But this is a moment of profound change, as the Muslim Brotherhood, whose members have often been sent to prison in the past, sees one of its leaders being sent instead to the presidential palace.